no effect.
That is, that the force of rejection that we received in the shattering of the soul, that force of rejection, above it, we need to bring the force of connection. Then the force of connection will be 620 times greater than how it was before. Before, it was the force of connection that the Creator has established between us. Now the force of connection will first of all be through us and against the desire that is now working in us.
It
will be called 620 times more than before. This is the goal.
That
the Creator has established for us that broken state of distancing, shattering, and we are in it, and we also feel it in this world. We discover it gradually from one day to the next as our will to receive develops. More and more we feel how much we reject each other, how much we're incapable of connecting, incapable of establishing anything good, and it's especially during our time, specifically against the fact that we, with our emotion and mind, can develop many possibilities for us to be in a good and nice connection and to succeed in each and everything, but we're not capable because being together is something that we hate so much. Therefore, this world, also where we are, it all teaches us that we are incapable of connection. This is why the entire process that we're going through in the end is about discovering the nothingness of our forces, discover the necessity, a great necessity for connection, because otherwise we won't even die. We will simply enter such troubles that we would be better off dead, but we can't do it, etc. And then we learn how, nevertheless, we can connect once again into that system of Adam HaRishon. This is the state that we are in, and therefore we are in a special time. And this is why we are building a society that is the society that needs to start this process of the correction of the world, the correction of men, in order to discover, to reveal the Creator to all of the created beings, which is really the Creator's purpose and his only main desire. So we need to get to know our nature. This is called the recognition of evil. Recognize the evil inclination that is working us, controlling us, and we have no means against it. Then Baal HaSulam tells us here that you lack nothing but to go out to the field that the Lord has blessed, that same field that exists between us, a field of hatred, rejection, only taking yourself into account. And also when I take myself into account, what I take into account is the desire that I have to destroy others. Not that I want to do good to myself. I need to get to know that the inclination that operates within me is also to my detriment, specifically to my detriment. What do I get from, what do I care about the others? I can make a good life for myself, but no. this inclination rules me and it directs me, first of all, to harm others. Later on, from that, you will feel good. This is what he's telling me. This is why it is called the evil inclination. That it is truly an alien force, an angel operating within us, and it pushes me to do bad to others, and in the end also bad for myself, but still I cannot resist it. I'm incapable of it. However, that same field of hatred that exists between us, I need, as he says here, you lack nothing but to go out to the field that the Lord has blessed. Specifically, this field of the force of rejection and hatred that exists between everyone, you have to go out of yourself into that field of hatred and rejection and to start working there. And there, collect all of these flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul, because these are truly parts that belong to your soul. However, you hate them, you reject them, you cannot come close to them, and the more you reject them, you should know that possibly these are the most important parts of your soul. But this is how it is following the shattering. What is the farthest, later, after it becomes corrected, will become. So, this is our work, and this is why, in order to implement this work, the Kabbalists, those who have gone through these corrections, they advise us to gather in a small group, in small groups, and start trying to connect at least in a 10. So, if you try and if you can do it this way, somehow get closer to each other already through your practical work, you can start to see all of the laws of nature, how much you reject each other, how much you can overcome, and how much by reaching despair, you can find the right form of the work where you turn to the Creator who created this one kli and then broke it, and then he's standing waiting for you to also pull him into your connection. As much as your connection will become more important for you than your egoistic desire, your evil inclination, you will also be able to turn to the Creator, pull him, since only he, through his force, the force of bestowal, can bring you close to each other and join you into one body. If the 10 reaches some kind of connection between them already, they start to discover in the connection between them, between everyone there, between those 10, a state called the Garden of Eden, as Adam HaRishon.
Again, what prevents us now?
It's hindering us now from building our correct kli so that we will have it in the 10. So that we will be able to be connected in such a way that from the broken parts will be connected, and the field that was entirely a field of thorns, let's say, we will turn it into the field blessed by the Lord. There, all of the forces, instead of being bad, they become good. Instead of darkness, it is light. Instead of hatred, love. And mostly, we discover there our eternal and whole life and the Creator, who is the source of this whole state. So what are we lacking? What we are lacking is only to correctly detect the state in the 10, where, as the students of Rabbi Shimon ultimately discover that they want to kill each other, they discover their hatred so much so, but it is gradually, and above it, accordingly, if it is revealed to them in such a way from the heavens, then apparently there are such filters, such degrees, such concealments, where if we can discover it in such a way, to the extent that we discover the bad forces, we can turn to the Creator and ask of Him to turn them into good forces, instead of forces of rejection, forces of connection. This is why, what is hindering us right now from building such a ten where we will discover there the Garden of Eden. Well, the Garden of Eden, these are all the states of connection are called the Garden of Eden. So, well, at least the very small initial connection, it all depends on us. If we together can turn to our one source and ask of Him to correct it, to connect between us, but we need to recognize, we need to become aware of our situation. Do we truly want connection or not? And try, even in general, as if to want it, even if we don't want it. That's it. So, turn to Him, learn how to turn to the Creator and ask.
This hatred makes me happier than connection. Why?
Why is our egoistic desire more important for us, and we cannot overcome it with our logic? Because, indeed, why do we hate each other? What do we get out of it? We realize that nothing good will come out of it, but look at what is going on. The United States, Russia, China, the whole of Europe, Iran, look what is going on. Everyone wants to devour each other. From one day to the next, it is becoming more and more. They invest all of the human force in that, only in order to accumulate weapons as much as possible, and then to succeed. Succeed in what? How will you rule? What? You will rule 1.5 billion Chinese, you will rule the Russians with all of their territory. Well, what will you get out of it? Or rule over the Americans? Or what's in it? But only in order to provide some egoistic fulfillment to the desire that is within people. So, what do we get out of it? This is what the Creator created. Why did He do it so? So that we will see that we are incapable, we're incapable of standing against this evil inclination. It is clear to us, to all of us, that this egoistic desire is to our detriment. It is to our detriment. It's clear to everyone. Do you realize that if now we would have an arms truce, and with this money that we would say we would arrange the world, all of the problems that we would have with viruses, with hunger, with ecology, would we have any that we are destroying ourselves? No, we wouldn't have any of those. But we have to reach the recognition of evil of our nature. That we can't. Then a guy like you comes and says, well, I have it. I have the possibility to resist my nature. That's it. I can limit myself and not be drawn towards hatred to others, so that this will not be the thing that is guiding me in life. I can do it. And you explain to them how it's done. Only through connection, so that from the connection you turn to the upper force, because otherwise you have no possibility to turn to him. Then you start using the positive force in nature against the negative force. And then you have in your hands two forces. And with these two forces, you can manage the world. The positive force does not exist without the negative force, and negative force cannot be without the positive force. Only by balancing these two forces, when you learn how to be in a balance between the two of them, that way you can lead the whole world like a horse with two reins. You can lead them, and this is what we need to do. This is in our hands, and we need to explain it to the whole world, to show them this possibility, and to pull them to jump onto our wagon. And that way we will go forward to the good world in order to bring contentment to the upper force. But that is an intention that we know about, and we do it. All the rest of the world only see one thing. It will be the necessity for the Creator. This is our work right now, as if we are connected in a 10, but a 10 is called a 10 when it establishes itself in order to create within it a deficiency for a connection with the Creator, for the help of the Creator. Then it is called a 10. When you start to feel that it is connected to the Creator, and there is nothing else in the world, only it and the Creator. Then when the Creator will rule them, take care of them, correct them, and make out of them something so that he can be revealed in them, not in order for it to be good for them, but in order for it to be good for him. This is how this means that our organization into a 10, as much as it is repulsive and we don't understand it, we don't feel anything good in it, well, I can't really say anything about it. It is truly completely opposite us. I'm willing to study, I'm willing to pray, I'm willing to do all kinds of actions besides one thing, besides connection in a 10. And I also remember myself that these things go through each and every one, and one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. So through his evil inclination, he rejects everyone even more. He can't do it. He looks at the others, how much they are capable of hugging each other and how much they can be connected with each other. They can be courteous, well, like friends. Even corporeally, in an earthly manner, but he cannot do it. He rejects everyone. He can't do it. He can manage everyone, yes, to be connected with them in such a way, but to be a friend, meaning connected equally with a give and take, so that he will feel no partition between him and the others, is as if everyone are in some kind of fluid that is connecting them in all of the cells between them, that one cannot depict to himself. And this is the force of resistance that we need to discover between us, because from that force of resistance, we later on build a masach screen. the Masach. Specifically from that, there is nothing redundant, but rather the rejection, the hatred, all kinds of egoistic calculations that we are aware of or unaware of, and later on I gradually discover them. They surface from my lack of awareness. It is all revealed gradually, and we need great patience in order to let each and every one on his in his time discover his evil inclination gradually, and to somehow add to each one in his unique form, add it all to the mutual bestowal in the group and the revelation of the Creator in the Rav, can we reach the awareness? Can we reach spirituality without the recognition of evil?
How will you get there then? By what force can you come to spirituality if you don't ride the evil? How do you discover the good? You cannot discover it. You cannot. One appears atop the other, upon the other, the advantage of light out of darkness. I can't imagine to myself how you could discover good without evil. How can you say that it is good then? What will you measure it against? The way we measure is always one thing opposite something else in everything. Every discernment, from the micro to the macro, to anything. That's the only way we can detect things, to measure things, diagnose things, determine things. That's why the Creator Himself, He's a force. We cannot even say that He's the force of bestowal. The force of bestowal can exist only if there is the force of reception opposite it. Therefore, the act of the Creator, which only He can do, that's the act of creation. I have created the evil inclination. Something from nothing, or existence from absence. There was never nothingness in the force of good. There was no such thing. But because he wanted to create the force of evil, then the force of good came out as well and was established. You cannot speak of one without the other. But it's just being clever already. It doesn't matter to us so much. The point is that there is nothing without its opposite. If you all want to be righteous, first you need to be wicked. But such wicked people, where it's not you determining to be evil, rather you want to be righteous, and you keep discovering that you're actually wicked, and then that's how it's revealed. In two lines. Two discernments. It's a problem, connecting, convincing myself that the group is my soul, and that I forfeit my personal ego, my private ego now, that being my evil inclination. By that, I disconnect from myself and connect to the soul. And here lies the problematic point, the difficult point. Every single moment of my life, I need to try to disconnect from myself and to integrate into the ten. And this is with every second, tick-tock, from myself to the ten, from myself to the ten, every time, constantly, being in such transitions. And every moment I engage in this, I transfer a penny and another penny, and it all adds up to a great sum. Like the king who wanted to transfer his treasure from one nation to another, from his own egoistic country to his altruistic country, land, where it's difficult to steal everything from the will to receive, definitely, but we can concede these pennies, you know, so we concede part by part these pennies. I disconnect a little bit from myself and I invest it in the 10, a little bit from myself into the group, and again and again, little by little, until I begin to see a certain order for life in this. It becomes a habit. You can make it a habit. When I don't think about them, I start feeling that something's wrong with me, right? I invested in them. So after investing a few pennies, I'm concerned about these pennies that I've invested. And so they become more important to me. And so I advance.
Barur.
All right?
Technique is brura, ken?
Is this technique clear? The more I invest in pennies, in actions by which I disconnect a little bit from myself and invest into the group, and again disconnect a little from myself and invest into the group, by that the group becomes to me, in a very logical way, in an egoistic way, it becomes more important for me. I'm concerned about my ego, my investment, my exertion, which I invested into them. So then I'm thinking more about them. After having done that, that's level one of this connection. Now I begin to examine the form of this connection, the character of it. Am I connecting to them because by them I gain, I profit, I'm invested in my own investment there, or do I want to turn it into in order to bestow? And that all happens after I connect with them. There are a few stages here. As per usual, four stages. We'll learn.
But look, it's written for me when I started to study the eighth part in 1982. What am I trying to tell you from my experience? Think about the correction, your correction, about the reforming light. Because without it coming and acting upon you, you won't understand what's written here. We need to learn for the sake of correction. If you're going to learn with all the details that are here, I can bring you 1,000 questions about this little page that you won't be able to answer. And you won't be able to answer not because you don't know the whole test, but because you are not in attainment. And therefore, we need to learn, first of all, for the reforming light. The item 2 below. When we read this, we're thinking only about the correction, not about understanding. Understanding will come when we attain. If we don't attain this, there is no understanding. If we don't attain for the time being, we have only correction through yearning to understand, like he writes in item 155 in the introduction to the study of Ten Sefirot. But by yearning to understand what they learn, they awaken upon themselves the surrounding lights, which purify them and bring them eventually to recognizing, to awareness, to revelation. And prior to revelation, there is no point in imagining that we understand anything. On the contrary, that stops us and throws us to university studies, to philosophy. We don't understand anything, and we don't want to understand. We want to attain. To attain. And therefore we read this, and all our intentions As it is written, when will my deeds come to the deeds of my forefathers? So when I will feel these actions that they're in me called, and from that I understand them. Is that clear? Is this principle clear for sure? Then we can read.
As the Rav explained,
the extent in which we now try to be together and together think about the feeling, about the attainment that he's writing about, and we don't understand anything, like little children who are looking and don't understand what's wanted of them. To the extent in which we are together with this, the upper light acts on us and opens feelings and understandings in us. And then we attain. There's no other attainment but by wanting together to attain that which we learn. So we should have the masachs and the reshimot, and everything will be arranged in such a way that we will truly, it will exist. And if we reveal, it will reveal it in the ten. In my incorporation with the friends. If I'm not incorporated in them, I don't have a place in which I can attain these things. It's not considered a field that the Creator has blessed. Only if I, prior to the lesson, am connected to them, build that place, want it to be revealed there, and then read, then during the lesson, I know that I must have it be revealed. I must have it revealed in the connection between us, not necessarily what I'm learning right now. It could be much less than that, but for it to be the revelation of the Creator to us, out of the connection between us, to the ten, as one kli, that is whole somewhat.